today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
See, that you got to see things in the spirit. You got to see demons in the spirit. They don't look pretty. They have been disembodied. You playing with them, but if you saw what it looks like, if you saw what it looks like and the intended work, the intended purpose of the enemy sending the locusts and what it really looks like, you would just, oh my God, how in the world do I get into this? Because God wants to restore what they have eaten up.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Stages of Restoration. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Joel chapter 2, verses 25 through 26.
Joel chapter 2. We're preaching all day, part 1 and 2. And the word of the Lord reads like this. Joel 2, 26. So I will resume, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Say that with me. And my people shall never be put to shame. I'm going to share with you a series of messages starting today. The series is called Operation Rescue. And today's message is entitled Stages of Restoration. Stages of Restoration. I will do part 1 and part 2. Hopefully, I can get through this today and get to part 3 on Wednesday night, or a different message concerning this. If not, you will see a part 3 Wednesday night to finish this, and then we'll come back Sunday morning with another message on restoration. Hallelujah. Can the church say amen?
Amen.
God of wonders, beyond our galaxy, you are holy. And we bless you and we praise you for being our God and our King. We love you. There's no one like you in all the earth. Hallelujah. Have your way in this place and in every heart, Lord. I bless you. I praise you. I give you glory and honor for all that you do. Have your way in our lives. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on your people. We will bless you and honor you. Lord, think through my mind and speak through these lips of clay. We will give you praise as our minds, our hearts, our ears, and our spirit aligns with your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. It's Sunday morning. This is our confession of faith. Don't get bored with it. Let's do it. For this is my Bible. It is the Word of God. It is God speaking to me, producing life in those who will hear it. I can do what it says I can do. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I choose to agree with the Word of God. Confess it. I am diligent to act upon what is revealed to me through the Word. My mind, my heart is receptive and ready to receive. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Your confession of faith. I've always been intrigued with Joel, the prophet that is mentioned in the first sermon preached in the New Testament, other than the messages that Jesus preached. And it's the message that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, who quotes this unusual prophet. And he says, this is that when the Holy Ghost fell, that was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. But he also talks about restoration. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Then he describes several brands or categories of locusts. Crawling locusts. Anything crawling in your life, eating you up. I can preach this. Consuming locusts. Anything consuming your soul and your spirit. Eating away at you from the inside out. Any chewing locusts. Constantly chewing on you. Chewing on your mind and your money. He says it's an army that he sent. It didn't come from the devil. He allowed it to happen to either punish us or to test us. An army of locusts that I sent among you. Then he says, you shall eat in plenty. In other words, this is going to come to an end. I'm not going to allow these vices to kill you. You shall eat in plenty and be what? Satisfied, satiated, surfeited. And I will praise the name of the Lord your God. In other words, these locusts hinder your praise. It impedes your ability to lift up your hands. Got another shutdown, but don't worry about that. Get your eyes off the shutdown. Hopefully you save some money. Get your eyes off the government. Put your money on God and put your confidence on the Lord. Everybody that want to trust in their riches, listen to me. Don't put your confidence in that. Put your confidence in the Lord and his system. Put some seed in the ground. Glory to God will take care of you if you have to send a raven or Elon Musk to Brevard County to just drop money off on churches. A locust eating up everybody's resources from around the world, but you got to drop it off here. Don't tell me what God can't do. I'm telling you, God can do anything but fail. Say, my God can do anything. Say it again. My God can do anything. Say it one more time. My God can do anything. He can do anything but fail. He made the world out of nothing. Scooped out the deep blue sea. My God can do anything. Anything but fail. Let me tell you something. God can do something that you've never seen before. You're so limited in your faith, you think he can't do it because you can't see it. But faith is the substance of things unseen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God says, I'm going to pull back that army. For those that get this message, watch your business grow. For those that get this message, watch your resources grow. He's going to restore your health. Glory to God. He's going to bring you back to the place where you can say, God is working with my mind. I'm aflamed in my mind. I don't have shackles on my feet. Nor on my mind or my hands or my head. Because my God can do anything but fail. He's going to praise the name of the Lord your God. We will praise God who has dealt, I like this word, wondrously with you. And my people shall not be put to shame. Let's set the stage for restoration. I want to set the stage for restoration. I want you to see a theater. Let's set the stage for the play called Restoration. You're sitting in the audience, and God is about to release stages or a play for you to look at, so you see how restoration starts, where it is in the middle, and what it's pointing to. Trouble don't last always. He sent his word to heal them. And it came to pass. And it came to pass. For you, it came to your house, but it will pass your house and move on. Locusts cannot feed forever. Sickness will not eat away at the inner fiber of your life forever. Your money will not be choked out forever. I'm prophesying over your life. You don't have to say it. I'm saying it. God told me to tell you he's about to restore what the cankerworm has eaten up. For those who will get this message, you watch what I say. God is about to restore what you lost. You're in the season to inherit the blessing of the Lord. Yeah. Glory to God. And he's going to do it because he said he would. Glory to God. So let's set the stage for restoration. It's all about, in many contexts, the stage of restoration, whether we're talking about your spirit or whether we're talking about you personally or whether we're talking about your community, a whole province or region or parish. We're talking about communities and counties. God is a God of restoration. Write it down. Restoration is about returning something to its intended whole state. It's about causing something to return to its intended whole state. It's a journey of healing. It's a journey on healing. In other words, you will start out, you're going to have to focus and stay on the road, but the end result, you're going to get to your destination on this journey of restoration. Oh God, help me to teach this morning. Some people are only looking for the instant move of God. I'm a pastor. I can't just tell you now, tonight. I'm going to say late in the midnight hour, God will turn it around. I'm going to say in his favor, there is life. I'm going to say weeping endures but a night. But joy comes in the morning. I'm going to show you that the scripture says one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. Don't expect God to be like a microwave oven. You can pop in your prayer and warm results come out in 30 seconds. For us, God allows us to go through seasons and a journey because he's after his praise when he fixes the situation. And if he did it overnight, if he gave you the promise overnight, if he gave you the blessing overnight, you would take the blessing and run off and never say, God is the reason why I'm blessed today. But he allows you to take it little by little on this journey. So when it's all done, you can say, if it had not been for the Lord that's on my side, I wouldn't be here today. Because he wants his praise. Glory to God. And I'm a real pastor.
modern day prophet that's not going to fool you with a bunch of foolishness so you can run around and say, I know God did it. He did it last night. No, that nighttime may be several months or years. I'm telling you, we're moving into a season of restoration. You're going to see people recover what they lost. You're going to see canker worms vomiting up what they tried to chew up because God said, you can't have it any longer because I'm blessing my daughter. I'm blessing my son. I'm restoring what the canker worm and the crawling locust has been able to eat up. That crawling stuff is about to go back to the pit from where it came. Glory to God. We won't be dancing with worms much longer. I said, let me say it again. We will not be dancing with a worm. It's a worm. See that? You got to see things in the spirit. You got to see demons in the spirit. They don't look pretty. They have been disembodied. You playing with them, but if you saw what it looks like, if you saw what it looks like and the intended work, the intended purpose of the enemy sending the locusts and what it really looks like, you would just, oh my God, how in the world do I get into this? Because God wants to restore what they have eaten up. Glory to God. In other words, there's some gold that Truth Revealed should have now, but the canker worm ate it up. God is going to restore it. And there's some things you should have in your possession now, but the canker worm has been eating it up. And God says, I'm going to restore not only your stuff, but your years. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but how are you going to restore years? I think the word said that, right? I'm going to restore the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Lord, help me to prophesy to this people. You're going to find renewal. So I want you to get this. Restoration is returning something to its intended state or whole state. It's a journey of healing, a journey of reclaiming what might have been lost, reclaiming that which has been lost, reclaiming that which has been broken, scattered, or torn. You will find, I decree and declare, renewal. You will discover restoration. As I'm looking at the word of God, restoration in the scripture now, because I went deeper. Restoration in the scripture is very, not complex, but the Lord just opened up revelation to me because he promises his intervention in your decline. He promises intervention in your downward spiral. And thank God for the promises of God. He promises to bring back wholeness. Write it down. God is not saying I'm just going to fix it. Because some people think restoration is fixing what is broken. Or fixing something that seems to be broken on the surface. But God is about going back to root systems. Even to spells that was released over you. Even witchcraft and brews that were released in your life to keep you confused. God is not just trying to fix what we see, but he's going to roots. And I'm not just talking about tree roots. I'm talking about roots. Stuff that traveled over the Atlantic. Stuff that's coming out of the Pacific, stuff that's coming out of the Caribbean that has been plaguing God's people for years. God is going to roots, to soups that have been stirred by witches. Plans of the enemy to keep us mediocre. to keep us from achieving our goals. Hallelujah! God is allowing His word to push you out of the soil, and He's going into the soil to correct the root systems that was spoken over your grandpapa and over grandmama and over spider webs and over all kind of mixed stuff that have integrated itself into our lives, and spells that come from Ouija boards and Harry Potter. You didn't know what you were opening up when you opened up Harry Potter. You didn't understand. You thought it was cute to play around with Halloween, but there's something behind the mask. Yes. Glory to God. And the enemy has come in our homes because we compromise our customs. Hallelujah. We begin to embrace idol gods. And with the idol comes the spirit that came to lock you down in the name of Jesus. We're not just fixing anything that's on the surface. Say, God is going deeper. God is going deeper. This restoration is not just fixing it. He's going to heal it. It's a journey of restoration. Can the church say amen? Stop playing around with your stuff and the stuff that you got on your shelves because it's cute. When you put it in your house, you open yourself up for the entity that crafted it. Glory to God. I was coming out of a nation out of the Caribbean, and I want to hold that nation right now because I don't want anyone to feel funny about it. But I was coming out, and I bought an artifact while there. And when I was about to board the plane, I'm inside the airport. A man walked up to me. He said, I would not take that home. So I was intrigued. I said, what do you mean? He said, this was crafted. This is not for you. If you take it into your home, that chain, if it's ever broken, is going to release something into your house. I said, you don't have to say it no more. And I held it up like that. And three young men said, I want it. I said, I don't care who get it. The first one to get it, you can get it and take it to your house. But it's not going over on the airport, in the airport with me and flying back into America. And I sat on the table and they fought for it. And one grabbed it and took off running. I believe God sent an angel to me, whether it was human or angelic, to tell me and shift some things in my mind. Stop being so curious with every little thing and join with every entity, because you go in one way, but you're going to come out another. Stop playing games. You know better. Let me say it again. You know better. Your spirit told you to back up. And you need to back up. Stop going in the rooms and everybody's chanting, and you know it ain't right in your soul. Glory to God. You need to back up off of that, because the enemy never wants you to get to your high place, never wants you to soar. And what he does is he starts locking you down with all of this stuff that's connecting with you, these leeches and locusts in the name of Jesus. And God wants to set us free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And everything I say, I believe today, is tied to restoration. Glory to God. And so God wants you to get this. He wants us whole. It's not just about fixing it. It's about truly restoring it to a place. Glory to God. A fullness. Write it down. To a place of fullness and strength. Man, you should be like Samson in this situation, but you're acting like you're in Isaiah 35. No strength in your knees, no firmness in your hands. You should be able to carry the gate of Gaza. You should be able to tear the lion apart. You should be able to put the pillars down. You should be able to drag it all the way up. You should be able to kill 1,000 with the jawbone of an ass. You got enough in you to conquer nations. Why are you weak like that? Why are you dragging a chain? The enemy don't want you to have your strength. He doesn't want you to ever get your mind right. He doesn't ever want you to be free in your soul, because he knows his kingdom can't stand if we're healthy and strong. Why does he want you to connected with your past? Why does he want you to be bound like that? The devil knows that if you ever get your head together, every demon in the region, when you put your foot in the soil, will start screaming in the tombs. My God, because they will know there's an anointing here to disrupt the plan of the enemy. Glory to God, but I decree and declare that we're rising up out of the valley of despair. We're going up now. We're rising up out of it now. We're entering to a new place in the name of Jesus. And you will be free in Jesus' name. You will conquer the enemy. You're going to go up. Hallelujah. You shall live and not die. Declare the works of the Lord. Touch three people and say it's time to be restored. It's time to be restored. It's a season of restoration. What he did to you can't stop you now. What she said to you can't stop you now. Oh my God. Ooh, Jesus. Open your mouth and give him a praise. Come on.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Stages of Restoration, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Registration is open for the Believers Enrichment Spiritual Training Best Class. Sign up today using the TR app, website, or by scanning the QR code in the foyer. Classes will begin soon, so reserve your spot now. The discipleship course is an incredible way to reinforce your spiritual foundation and deepen your walk with God. If you are ready to get rooted and built up in Christ, email your contact information to discipleship@truthrevealed.org. Sign up for the life-changing Driven Group today. Scan the QR code in the foyer to unlock your life's purpose. Email driven@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out. Like our posts and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM Radio.